We are on Gimel Amud Beis, the second to last line, as we continue in this first parak of Maseches Sota. One point from the end of this year yesterday. We already had twice in the Masechta, but we'll talk about it from the end of yesterday's daf. We're talking about Edim and the requirement of Edim. We know generally one requires two Edim. Apishtei Edim Yakum Davar. We need two Edim for testimony. We mentioned that the Chiddush Bais Isha Sota is that for Tumah, one only needs one aid. Again, not to accept fully to put the woman who's Chayevis Misa to death, but no, in terms of the Raglayim Ladavar with the background of the Kinui and the Stira, with all the Edim there, so we assume that something very, very well could have happened, and therefore she's already a Surah Labayla. We wouldn't allow her to drink the Mesota in that circumstance. But the Gemara quoted at the end of yesterday's daf the makar for two edim. Alpishnayim edim yakum davar. So that's what the pasuk says in Dvarim. Alpishnei edim or alpishlosha edim yakum davar. That's quoted in Dvarim Perek Yutes. And that is by Dine Mamanis. At least. By Dine Mamanis, if I want to be motzi mamon from you, so then I have to bring proof. Or else we would say, Amosi mechaveir olav araya. If I bring one aid, so then that would be, if I bring zero aidim, then you owe me, if I have zero aidim, I just say, you owe me money, and you deny it, so on a daraisa level, you have to do nothing. Amosi mechaveir olav araya. And you are pater. This is what they call the shvus. Hesis bidrabanan, but that's not for now. So zero aidim, you owe me nothing. One aid, you are chayiv shvua. That's a din daraisa. One aid is kam l'shvua. Why is that? Is it really closer to two edim or closer to zero edim when you have one aid? That's a discussion in the poskim. We have a principle that if a person cannot swear that it turns into money, mitoch she'enu yacholi shava mishalem, but also one aid is not two edim. So, but that's one aid. And then two edim is, you have to pay. That's considered proof. Apishnayim edim yakum davar. Do we know for sure the two edim are telling the truth? No. But we can assume that they are telling the truth. And that's what the Rambam writes also in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, that it's a Gzeiras HaKasev, that we trust the two witnesses, but we have no reason to assume that they're lying unless we know. But then the Gemara yesterday had the Gzeiras Shava of Davar Davar Mimamon, right, which is Akimatza Be'ervas Davar, Apishtayim Yakum Davar, Ma'al Amr La'alon Apishtayim Edim Avkan Apishtayim. We expand the requirement of two Edim to cases of Davar She'Be'erva. Let's say by a marriage, you need two witnesses. By a divorce, you need two witnesses. So why is that? Because of the Gzeira Shava. But we know this is somewhat different than the case of Dine Mamanis. Why? Because by Dine Mamanis, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Samachay, that is where this the Makar really is, where many of the Rishonim discuss this. If the person admits himself, so then even without witnesses, it will be okay. That's called the principle of Odas Bal Din Kibay Edim Dami. If a person admits that he owes $100, so then he has to pay. It's as if there are 100 witnesses. While that does not work by Kiddushin. If by Kiddushin, the husband and the wife admit that they got married, they both admit, even if they have a video. Listen, there's a video and you see exactly that they got married. We know. But there are no witnesses there. They're not married halachically, even though they both admit. Why is that? Because the halacha differentiates between two types of edim. There's edei birur, which is edei levarer hadavar, edim just to clarify what happened. They didn't have to be there. They're just there to clarify, to present a raya afterwards. That's edei birur. And then you have edei kiyum. Edei kiyum lekiyumei milsa, in the language of Chazal, edim that help the act take place halachically. And if the edim are not there, so then the act halachically didn't take place. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin, Samachay Amabez. The Gemara asked the question, why don't you say, once you learn the Gzeira Shava, like our Gemara also quoted, Davar Davar Mimamon, Imalahalan Odos Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, Afkan Odos Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. Why don't you say that it works with the husband and the wife admitting to what happened? And the Gemara has the following line, Amar Lei, no, you can't compare the two cases. Hasam Lo Kachayiv La'achrini. In a case where a person says, I owe you money, I'm not negatively affecting anybody else. I'm not obligating anybody else. So that's called lo chav la'achrini. Here, if I say that I am, they agree that they're married, so then they are creating isurim. They each can't marry the other one's relatives right now. And because you're creating isurim for others, therefore you're not believed. So what is that there for? So the Ksos HaChoshen, in a well-known piece, the Ksos in Reish Mem Aleph says, we will, to use our words, really Eidei Kiyum are super Eidei Birur. There's nothing really qualitatively different about these events, but it's just that we require super duper proof that they occurred. That's why you need the Eidim there. Not because there's something qualitatively different. Usually Birur is okay afterwards, but this is your choir Birur there. That is what the Kso says in Yafagav. It's in the piece right here. But what Mishamachi b'mamun to Bali Dink Beidim Dami Lo Ivri Sadi Al Shakri to Bal Dinu Aid Ubnamar Kameya Aidim by Dini Mamanis Hodas Baldin. It's like 100 Aidim there. Ava Begitid Vikidushin to Lo Mahani Hodas Baldin to Lahemni Kameya Aidim Mishum the Chayvi Lachrini because it affects others. Vikidushin it answers the Krovin Vechulu Vitzarech Aidim Lukufa Maisa Bechdeshe Yodivada La Alma. Again, he says, even though you need the world to know about it. So that drasha is a good drasha. It's just that here you have an even higher standard. But the way Reb Chaim understands it, and Hilchos Yibam and Chalitza and others, maybe Eidei Kiyum are very different than Eidei Birur. Eidei Kiyum not only are there to tell people afterwards what happened, they lend a certain seriousness and presence to the act itself to help create the act. L'kiyume milsa. And that is why, if the Eidim are not there, so then it didn't happen. Not just because, well, you're not going to be able to prove it afterwards, but certain events require presence of other people, not just the Bali Davar. And therefore, Halacha demands witnesses there. And that's Davar Davar Mimamon, but as we would use the language of Chazal, Uki over here, exactly what it is, Don Minav Uki Ba'asra, or Don Minav Minav. So we would say, Don Minav Uki Ba'asra, learn something, but then the nature of that stays over there, and the nature of this, when we applied it to, is something new. The question is, how do you understand Chav La'achrini? Reb Chaim says Chav La'achrini means this is a different type of action. Not just technically it affects others. This is a different type of action. The fact that it affects others shows that there's a chalos shame that's happening in this act, and that's why you would require Eidei Kiyum. Okay, there's a lot there, but that is, just to touch on it, it comes up here, so you have to mention it, by Davar Davar Mimamon. That is part of a major discussion. You have the same discussion by Shtaros. There are Shtaros that are Eidei Raya, a Shtar Raya, and there are Shtarei Kinyan, similar type of idea. A Shtar just to prove something afterwards that he owes me money, or a Shtar Kinyan, the Shtar makes the event happen, a get. A get is a Shtar Kinyan, right? A Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. There's no Kinyan being done by a Ksuba, right? It's a Raya that the woman holds in her hand. That's part of the issue of some have the Kpeda, to have the Eidim witness the Mesiris Aksuba from the Chasin to the Kala. Many poskim say you don't need to do that because as Rav Shechter is very makbid not to. He says, what? It's a Shtar Raya. You don't need it to be witnessed. But there is a Chumra that some suggest that maybe you should be witnessed, but it's a Shtar Raya. That's why one would not need the Eidei Mesira for that. It's like Aksuba versus Get. And this comes up also, Rav Soloveitchik suggested this by Bezdin. Bezdin sometimes acts Lavarer Hadavar, and sometimes Bezdin acts L'kiyum Hadavar. What does Kiyum Hadavar mean? Why does Bezdin have to be there when you expand the Kedusha of Yerushalayim? Why does Bezdin have to be there to do certain actions where you're not even deciding anything? It's just the witnessing itself, the presence. So you have the Kiyum and Birur. You have that concept by Bezdin, by Shtaros, and by Eidim. Okay, it starts off by Eidim. Let's get... And Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also, right? The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was like 1 and like 71. So how does that work? The Gemara, first parak of Sanhedrin. That's in the Yartzeit Shir of Soloveitchik talks about that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezu hi edus harishona. So we just quoted this last brisa, making a kal v'chomer in both directions, between Eidus Rishona and Eidus Achrona. Eidus Rishona meant the Yichud, the Eidus on the Stira. Eidus Achrona meant Eidus on the Tumah. So now we're going to explain that. Tan Rabbanan Ezu hi Eidus Harishona, Zu Eidus Stira. That is Eidus on the Stira, on the Yichud. Eidus Achrona, Zu Eidus Tumah. That's Eidus on the Tumah. And one only requires one. V'kamashir Stira. How long is the shear that the Edom have to witness for the stira, for the yichud. How long does the man and woman have to be in seclusion? So we will have about 8 or 9 opinions coming up in this brisa. The Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, what do you mean? What are all these opinions? So if you turn the page for a minute, it doesn't count like we're on Amud Beis yet, but if you look, the second line says, Amar Rav Yochanan, kol echad ve'echad ba'atzmo shir. Each one had personal experience, or this was their personal opinion, exactly what they thought was the length of time required for, basically, the chant that a Maisa Bia took place. And that's the sheer stira in our context. And Rashi quotes that right here on Amud Aleph, but it's really the Gemara there on Amud Beis. So the kama sheer stira, how much time has to be witnessed? Kidei tuma, enough time for the act to take place. Kidei tuma. Tosfos on top quotes the Yerushalmi. That means excluding the amount of time, or you would have to add the amount of time to take off one's clothes. Right, that's also not included in the Shir Tuma. Actually, Tosfos says on top, Kol Ilein Shiurin Achar Hatarasinar. So you have to give a few seconds, whatever it is, to remove the clothes. V'kama Shir Stira Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ha'ara, Kedei Akavas Dekel. Div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael gives 4 ideas, which we'll have to see why you need all 4. Kedei Tuma, which is Kedei Bia, which is Kedei Ha'ara, which is Tchilas Maisa Bia, and Kedei Akavas Dekel, enough time to walk around a palm tree. Div Rabbi Yishmael. All of those are Lechora, the same shear, but he gives all these 4 opinions. That's the first opinion. And again, as we'll see, a number of them. Let's read a few more, and then we'll make a comment. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kedei Mezikas Hakos. Rabbi Elazar says, enough time to dilute a cup of wine. We know in the days of the Talmud, wine was extremely strong. It had to be diluted. 1 out of 4, 1 out of whatever the ratio was. But that's how long it takes. That's the shear. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kedei Lishtoso. Enough time to drink the wine. Rabbi Nazai Omer, Kedei Litzlos Bay. Enough time it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kedei Lagoma. Enough time to swallow an egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Kedei Ligmoa Shalosh Beitzim Zu Achar Zu. Enough time to swallow 3 eggs, one after another. Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiyah Omer, Kedei Likshar Gardei Nima. Enough time for a gardi, for a weaver, to tie a nima. A weaver is a better tire than the average person. Right, when somebody is a professional, so it's a little shorter time, but it's for however long it takes a weaver to tie. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Kadesha Toshit Yadol Toch Pial Itol Kisem. Enough time to floss. Enough time to put a piece of wood, a little piece of wood, a kisem, a splinter. Enough time to put it in one's mouth. Maybe you have something stuck between your teeth. So enough time to do that. Plima Omer, which is not a lot of time. All of these are not maybe a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes, that's all one needs for the Isser of Yichud. Plima Omer, Kadoshet Toshet Yada, Lisal, Lito Kikar. Enough time for somebody to stick their hands in a basket to take out a loaf. Afal Bishin, Raya Dover, Zeichel Dover. And even though there's no Raya to this shear, but Plimo gives a Zeichel Dover, which is a hidden reference. Ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. So you see, in the Pasuk, we have a Maisa Bia compared to something to do with bread. So that's what he says, that is the shear. Okay, stop there for a minute. The Noda Bihuda has a Shaila, where he was asked in Eben Ezer, Tinyana, Simen Kuf Samach, what happens if Edom walked in on a married woman and another man, and they don't know how long the Yichud was for? They were in an act that looks like it could have, something could have happened, but they don't know if anything happened, and they don't know how long the yichud was. So is the sheer yichud, did the Edom have to witness the entire sheer yichud? Or what happens if the man and woman were in a sheer yichud, and maybe we can know that from somewhere else, and the Edom just witnessed them at some point during that time? That's the Noda Bihuda's Shaila. And he says, Lakula. He says if the Edom did not see the entire Shir Yichud and he don't know what happened, so then it's not going to answer. He says, Al Guftin Sota, Hamavur B'mishta, Tzorach L'Shaos Kedei Tuma, Ima Kavana, Rak La'afuke, Im Vadai, Lo Shahu Kedei Tuma? Is the fact that you need this amount of time is just La'afuke, where you know for sure that they weren't there for that long? Aval Im Ha'edim Ba'u, U'matz'um B'seiser, Ve'enam Yodim Kamizman Sho B'seiser. Ulai Mechshav Stira. Is Kedei Tuma a positive requirement or just a negative going against that you don't know for sure how long? That's the Shiloh of the Noda Yehuda. Avalo echlatati adavar. I'm not sure to be automatically say this is going to be Asura. Tahatam denasrach arkini vestira, mishum deraglayim ladavar, shari kini lavin istira, velo mikri raglayim ladavar, elim kane, ha raglayim ladavar, morim shezinsa. Right? You need the raglayim, you don't say automatically, oh, they were in private. No, you need there to be the possibility. Ukisheshasa kedei tuma raglayim ladavar, shezinsa ata. Avot tchilas astira, hu raglayim ladavar, sheritzona lasnus. Going into the stira, okay, there's raglayim ladavar that she wants to do it. Doesn't say that she actually did it. Al das kein nichlus imo lebeis haseser. Aval akati ein raglayim ladavar shenasis machshavasam ki ulai kodem shezanu boedem aleim. Maybe they were about to do the act and then they were caught. V'hu faratzasam v'lohay afshalem lezanos. And therefore, he says even the requirement here is a positive requirement of the Edom required to witness the Shir Tuma, not just going against that if you don't know that Shir Tuma was done for sure, then that's okay. But if you're not sure, then it would be a problem. No, says the Noda Yehuda, it's a positive requirement that is needed. Vayter, says the Gemara, V'chol Hani Lamali, why in the first opinion does Rabbi Yishmael require all of these different Shiurim? He gives four different Shiurim. Tzricha, you need all of them. De'i tana kedei tuma. And if you only have the first one, enough time for tuma. Hava amina kedei tuma va'artzusa. You might think that it's not just the time for the act, but it's the time for the preparatory stages for the act. The ritzoi that the man and the woman do to each other to get each other in the mood for the act. So you might think that that's also included as an extra couple of minutes. Kamash malan kedei bia. That's fine, you don't need that. You don't need that. Why? Because they're already in the mood. They already have the kini and the stira. You already know they have this relationship. And therefore, one has to not include that. So that's why he says kedei bia. V'itana kedei bia. And if he only said kedei bia, hava amina kedei gemar bia. You have to have the complete act. Kamash malan kedei ha'ara. As we know from elsewhere, all isurim are go by tchilas bia, ha'ara. You don't need gemar bia for the isurim of ha'arayas. V'yashmina kedei ha'ara, tchilas bia, hava amina kedei ha'ara of artusa. And if you only had kedei ha'ara, you might have thought that includes the preparatory stages beforehand. Kamash malan kedei tuma. Right? That's why you need kedei tuma, which is the maisa bia itself. V'kama kedei ha'ara. Now the Gemara says, and how would you ever know how long that is? Kedei ha'kafas dekel. Enough time to walk around a palm tree. Okay, a few, couple of minutes, couple of seconds, whatever it is, we assume it's about a couple of minutes. 2 points. We've been talking about this regarding the problem and the Isurim, but, number one, this applies outside of the world of Sota as well. We know there's an Isur Yichud. There's an Isur of Yichud that applies Bizman Hazeh. Some Yichud is Daraisa, some Yichud is Darabanan. Discussed at length at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. That's where the classic case comes up. But the shear of Yichud there also. What is the Isser, the shear of the Isser Yichud? So, Lechora, it would be similar, right, to what it talks about here by Sota. It's just there, by the Isser of Yichud in general, I violate the Isser even if there are no Edom. There's an Isser of Yichud, right, for a man and a woman who are not related to each other directly and closely to be in seclusion with each other. That's an Isser. Where does that apply? So the Isser of Yichud is only where there's a shear of Tumah. So how long is that? So again, it's a couple of minutes, at least a couple of minutes. So that's why an elevator is not a problem of Yichud. Right? Shlomo Zalman writes, and if you look in the Sefer Torah Sayichud, which is the Sefer from the Ozer HaPoskim, put out all about the Inyanim of Yichud, elevator is not a problem. Why? Because an elevator doesn't live up to the standard that's mentioned in our Gemara. This is the source in our Gemara, where it comes up. So it doesn't live up to that. So that's why if you have an elevator that you're in the Empire State Building and you're going from whatever 80 floors and it goes very slowly, so then, okay, maybe something to talk about. But if there's an elevator, even if you're going up to a high floor, it could open in any second. And because it could open in any second, so then it is not a problem. That is, so says the here in the Otzer Torah Sayichud, he talks about that. He quotes that an elevator is not a problem because of even if you end up being, but because it can open in any minute. He says he quotes 5 minutes from the Minchas Yitzchak. And we'll get to the Chasan Kala in a second. And he says, We don't fool around, we don't mess around, and we just have even less, just the most minimal amount of time. Even 3 minutes could be an issue. But he says on top, Kasher kayemes efsharus shebetoch zman hayichud yufru al yidei acher ein kaniser v'lachein mutar lis yachid v'la'alos yachid v'ma'alit im efshar shetipatach ha'ma'alit al yidei acher toch dakah. Anybody could open it at any moment, so then it would not be a problem. So that's why elevators are not a problem of yichud. So that's in terms of the isurim. Rav Moshe also writes. Rav Moshe writes in Igris Moshe in Evan Ezer. It has a long tshuva, 22 parts, regarding issues of Yichud. So Rav Moshe says a lot of it has to do with who the people are. If you don't know the person, our Gemara says, Rav Moshe, they all talk about our Gemara. Our Gemara says you don't need to include the time period for Pitui and Ritsui, the preparatory stages, because they know each other. They've been warned already. They don't need to get to know each other. But if you have two strangers, says Rav Moshe, L'chora, even though many people out there could be considered prutzim ba'arayos, if they're total strangers, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that you have to say this a little longer of a shir. And you have to take, as Tosva says, you have to give time for the act to take place. So Rav Moshe says, this is in Evan Ezer, Samachay Chavbeis. He says, Sarach Nosef Lazeksas, Kashir Lishachev, enough time to lie down, Velifshot Meabagadim, Ad Kadeshi Hev, Sharas Lagalos Eso Evarim, Vagama Halbish Kimatrila, and also to get dressed afterwards. Enough time to brush off the clothes that they're not dirty if they're on the floor. If you don't know each other, right? It's only because they know each other already. So Moshe says a lot of it also goes by personal people involved. That's all regarding Isser that applies to Zman Hazeh. But then we have two times where we could have something positive. Something positive, and that is, first of all, by Yichud, by a wedding. Right? We know there we do Yichud because of the Shitas HaRambam. Right? Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is Chuppah? What is Nisuin? We know there are two stages of every Jewish marriage, right? There is no halachic engagement. Two stages of marriage. Kiddushin, also called Erisin. We know exactly what that is. The first mission, Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar Ubiya. We do Kesef today. We do with a ring, generally, is the most accepted custom. That's Kiddushin. What's the second stage of a Jewish marriage? Nisuin, or Chuppah. What is that? We have no idea. We have a couple of suggestions, but we don't know for sure. So we do all of them. We do all of them. Rishonim say, going in chronological order, the Badekin might be Nisuin. The Chuppah might be a Nisuin. That might be a symbolic house of the Chassan. That's why the Chassan walks down the aisle first, because he establishes the Chuppah as his symbolic house, open on all four sides, like Avram Avinu. But that's another Shita. Another Shita is the Sheva Brachas. Another Shita is that they eat together at the meal, and everybody realizes that they're the Chassan and the Kala. I skipped one. The Yichud, right after the Chuppah, where they go to the Yichud room, the first time they're ever allowed to have Yichud, and there are Eidim that witness that they are in seclusion together, that's the Shitas HaRambam. What marriage is? Yichud HaRo'i Labiya. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So therefore, how long does that have to be? So it's the same Shiurim, but there is in a positive way. Same Shiurim, so we're Machmir a little bit longer. Like, usually we're Machmir by Isurim for the minimal. But by marriage, we machmir for maximal. So that's why most poskim say somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes is enough time. They stay in there longer, okay? But just they're pushing off pictures. But that is the by a positive. Okay, so again, a lot to talk about there. The Rush, of course, if you remember, says the marriage is not even a mitzvah. So he argues with the Rambam about you have to do marriage, but it's not a mitzvah that you have to do. You just have to do it in order to have the preparatory stage for Puravu. But the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is, part of the mitzvah is Yichud HaRa'ui Labiya. Okay. Okay, let's continue. So that is all Brisa number one and all the different opinions. So the problem is now we have another Brisa. Veramini, second to last skinny line. Veramini, the Brisa says, the Tosefta says, Vinistera, Kama, Shir, Stira. Well, how long is this year of the Sira? Lo Shamanu, we are not sure. Kishu Omer, Vihi Nitva, Havi Omer, Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Hara, Kedei Chadar Azdekel. Devar Belazar, wonderful. What's wonderful? It's not so wonderful. The problem is, it's a different opinion, right? It's the same sheet with different opinions. We're about to have another Brisa with the same opinions, but different names by the opinions. So here, there used to be Rabbi Yishmael, and this one is Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kedei Mizika Sakos. Rabbi Yeshua earlier had said, Lishtos Akos. Ben Azai Omer, Kedei Lishtoso. Let's keep in mind that for later, that Ben Azai is giving an opinion of how long it is. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kedei Lishtos Beitza, enough to roast an egg. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer, Kedei Lagoma, to swallow an egg. So, says the Gemara, Kosal Kadaitach, Hainu Hakafas Dekel. Hainu Chazaras Dekel. We assume that that's the same thing. The first Brisa used the Lashon of Hakafas Dekel, going around the Dekel tree, and here it used Chazaras Dekel. Also sounds like a similar idea. So, is that the same Shita? Hasam Amar Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Hakafas Dekel, Upalig Rabbi Elazar Alei. What's the problem? In the first Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel said the Shear is Hakafas Dekel. Rabbi Eliezer argued and gave a different Shear. And here in the second Brisa, Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kedei Chazaras Dekel. That's a problem. If it's the same Shita, how can they be arguing? Amar Abaya is not the same Shita. Hakafa Beregel, Chazara Beruach. Hakafa means walking around the tree. Chazara Beruach means how long it takes when the tree is blowing in the wind, how long it takes it to get back to where it should be after the wind dies down. Where it blows and then it comes back. Chazara's deck. Chazara Beruach. Boi Ravashi. Chazara Beruach Kihechi to Azil Vahadar Asi. Does that mean it just goes, it's bent out by the wind, and then it comes back to where it normally is, but it still might be shaking a little bit? Or after it comes back and it doesn't move. It's like, it takes a few extra seconds that the wind, though, it's still blowing until it finally dies down and it's not blowing at all. So Teku, we'll have to wait to answer that question. Next, Hasam Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kedei Mizika Sakos. Each one of these is a stira, the two brises. The earlier, over there, Rabbi Elazar said, enough time to pour a cup of wine, to dilute a cup of wine. Miziga, remember we had also the misucha bayayin was one of the lashonos of mesechta that we quoted from the Tosfos Yantif on the last daf in Nazir. So miziga zakos, ha-cha kadei chazaras dekel. So which is that? Is it to dilute a cup of wine or for the chazaras dekel, for the tree to go to and fro? Idi v'idi chad shi'urahu. No, that's all one shear. It's all the same shear, so it's okay. Hasam. Amar Rabbi Yeshua kedei lishtoso. Hachamar kedei mizikas hakos. Drinking or diluting. Ema. So really, he means both. And he's only saying one in the brises. Ema kedei limzog v'lishtos. Really, he means enough time to dilute the wine and then drink it. V'lema idi v'idi chad shi'urahu. Why don't you say there? Oh, it really means, why do you say it means both? Why don't you say it means it's the same shear? M.K. Heiner Abelazar. No, because there's another sheet in the Brisa that says it's enough time to drink the wine or to dilute the wine. So you have to say the other sheet is saying a different shear, a longer shear. Hasam Amar Ben Azai Kedei Lishtos Beitza. Hach Amar Kedei Lishtoso. To drink the wine or to roast an egg. Idi v'idi chad shiurahu. So they were talking about different times and they had a different shear in their head. Hasam Amar Rabbi Akiva Kedei Goma. Hach Amar Kedei Lishtos Beitza. Swallow or roast. Emak de lisas beitza ula goma means both to roast it and to swallow it. Valema idi v'idi chad shi'urahu. Why don't you say also there it's one shear? Imkein hano ben azai. No, that would be the same sheet as ben azai who says enough he only says one shita. He says in the first price enough to roast it. So it can't be either or. Hazam Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Kedei ligmoa shalosh beitzim zu acharzu. Enough time to eat three, swallow three eggs. Hacha Amar Kedei ligoma one egg. So which is it? L'dvar of Rabbi Akiva kama. Really, he's just saying, l'shitas cha. You, Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds here that it's enough time to do both, to roast an egg and to swallow. And Bet Yerubidah Mesera is talking to that shita. L'dvar Rabbi Akiva kamar. D'ka'amar misha'arin b'tzliya u'begimiya. He says you have to roast it and swallow it. So Rabbi Yerubidah Mesera is saying, what do you have to bring in two different types of actions for? Ema shir gemia l'chuda. Just say, it's a swallowing shir. Nothing to do with roasting. That's what he says. Just make it simpler for people. It's harder to know how long it takes to roast an egg. So just say enough time to swallow three eggs. Period. Rabbi Lazar ben Yirmiya Omer, Kadesha Yikshar Garde Nima. Enough time for a Gardi to tie up a thread. Boy Rav Ashi, Demarachik O Demakarev. When we're talking about tying two things together, are they far from each other, and therefore you have to really pull them tight in order to tie them together, which is a little more of an effort, it'll take a little more time, O Demakarev, or close, Teku. Unclear. Chana Bar Pinchas Omer, Kadesha Toshit Yad Lotok Pia Lito Kisem. Enough time to put the floss in the Talmudic floss in their mouth, the kisem. By Ravashi de Mahadik or de Lomahadik, is it a piece of meat that's really stuck between your teeth that it takes a few minutes to get out, or it's not as tight? Teku, again, no answer given. Plima Omer, Kadeshitoshi Yadda Lasalito Kikar. Enough time that she should stretch her hand out to the basket, enough to take a piece of bread. Boy Ravashi, to Mahadik or de Lomahadik, is it stuck in the basket, or is it not stuck in the basket? Bechadata Obatika, is it a new type of loaf which is soft and if you take it, it might fall apart and it takes a little more time, or it's an older piece, not as fresh? Bechamima, it's hot, it's harder to take out. If it's hot, because it might be, Rashi says, nim'ach v'nishmat min ayad, obekibira, or it's cooled off, or it is cooler. Bidechiti, obedesari, is it a wheat loaf, or, which is smoother, Rashi says, comes out quicker, obedesari, or barley. Birechicha, is it from a soft type of dough? Obakusha, teku, in all these cases. So, it's fascinating that there is no specific shear given. We have all these different types of shiurim, which maybe leads to Rav Moshe Feinstein's idea from before that it's not a hardcore exact number of minutes. It might be different for different people, for different situations, and therefore, either way, we don't mess around with numbers. There are a couple of ideas like this, not exactly the same ideas, where we need a number. We need a number of minutes, and the Gemara does not mention a number of minutes. And that's why there is generally a range of how long we assume something is. Wait, well, give me a number. No number given. So this is one case, right? The Shir of Yichud. What's another case? Kedei Achilas Pras. Right? We had that back in Maseches Nazir. The sugi is Kedei Achilas Pras. Daraisa, Drabanan, Tam Keiker, Hetha Mesarif Lisser. Remember all those Kashra sugis in the middle? Daf Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. All of those. So there too, the Menachas Chinuch wonders, why is there no amount, Shir, given? That's why he says also it's subjective. Right? Another example. Right? Yatzel Edisbo. Right? Why doesn't the Gemara in Shabbos give a shear for Yatzel Edisbo? Right? But again, is that also a little flexibility there? In all these cases, the poskim say, don't even get close to the Isser. Right? We have to make sure, or Kechias Pras is also, obviously, when it comes to mitzvahs too. But in all of these, we try to cover ourselves by isurim, by mitzvos, even though the Gemara does not give any specific number by these cases. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, a little bit more about this, and then we branch off with other agadic lines. We have a couple of daf and a half here about Inyani Agada, and then we get back to Inyani Sota. So first the Gemara says, as we read already, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Ba'atzmo Shi'er. Everyone, based on their own experience, what they felt was the shear of tuma, ba'atzmo shear, right? Rashi says, kama shahaya shose bibi shoa bibi yaso, right? It's personal experience, and the Gemara was, again, it's not a question of not being tzniyas, it's a question of, somebody is a mature person in life, they know exactly how long shear tuma should be. Vo'ika ben Azai, 1 minute! Ben Azai is giving an opinion here. We know Ben Azai, delo nasa, if he never got married. What kind of personal opinion is he giving? Right? He can't give a personal opinion. 2 days. No. He tried to get married. He was married, but then he couldn't. Couldn't deal with it, because nafsho chashka b'Torah. Right? So he was married, though, and that's what he's giving from. Or, Ibai Yisema, me rabbe sham yaleh. His rabbi told him. How long? Ibai Yisema, sod Hashem li reyav. Or, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem's secret is given over to the ones that fear him, meaning he didn't get it for personal experience. He got it through Siyata Deshmaya, he got it through studying texts, right? He didn't get it through specific personal experience. So let's go start with the end and then go back a couple of lines. Sod Hashem li reyav, ask the Maritz Chayis, Lo Bashamayimi! Right, what do you mean? You knew the Maritz Chayis was going to ask this question. It's his type of question to ask. Right, says the Maritz Chayis. Right, I don't understand. What does it mean? What does it mean, Sod Hashem li reyav? Says the Maritz Chayis. It's find the line. Vida. Ki al ha-teretz ha-shlishi asher no markan ha-b-yushalmi sotas yom li-rev yesh lo-tamua eich efshar lo-horis halacha ay-dei ruach ha-kodesh halo halacha ravachas etzlenu lo ba-shamayim hi ve-ela ha-mitzvah she-navi rasha lachadishah v-me'ata u-kimidumeli she-gam ha-gon rev Yosef David Azulai b-sifra she-em agdolim is-ar ba-zeh ve-ein sifra ke-eistachas yadim. I can't find my she-em agdolim. Okay, but that's the Ezez, lo ba-shamayim hi. So what does it mean sotas yom li-rev? Right, this is the issue that we've quoted in the past, the issue of rabbinic autonomy versus heavenly intervention. Right, when are we allowed to go by what's given to us? Right, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Tanur Shalachnoi, Lo Bashamayim, Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't care if there's a Simim in Hashamayim. So what do you have to say Sod Hashem Lireyav here means? It doesn't mean that there was a vision of Nevuah that was given. It doesn't mean that. It means that they had certain Siyata Shemaya in their trying to figure it out. Sod Hashem L'Reyav. The Ravid says this twice. If anybody, there are very few personalities that we know of the Rishonim. What kind of personality did the Ritva have? What kind of personality did most we don't know. There are a couple that we know. The Ravid is one of them. Right? We could tell what kind of personality the Ravid had based on his language. Right? So the Ravid, twice in Mishneh Torah, uses the Lashon of Sod Hashem L'Reyav. The Ravid. Ravid, you would think, is somebody who is hardcore, halacha, give me a makar. So the Ravid, first, both in Hilchas Lulav. What does he say in Hilchas Lulav? There he's talking about a hadas whose top is cut off. Hadas shenektam rosho kasher. If the top of the hadas is chopped off, it's still kasher. Says the Ravid, kfar hofia ruach ha-kodesh bebeis midrashenu. Whoa. Ruach ha-kodesh, we've already had in our base medrash, mikama shanim. V'he'aleinu shu pasol kistam mishnasenu. V'divrei bitarfen sha'amar afilu shloshen ketumim ksherin inyan acherhu. The Rambam's quoting from the Gemara, even a lulav that has the head chopped off, that's pasol. The Rambam says, hadas is different, kasher. Says the Ravid, we've had Ruach HaKodesh that it's pasol. V'loshek dam rosho v'akol bar b'chibirenu u'makim inicholim in ha-shamayim. What's the Ravid talking about? And then he also says it in Hilchos Beis HaBchira. Again, on the Rambam that talks about Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shniya, the difference between Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of much discussed Rambam. So on that Rambam, and the Ravid there is much discussed because the Ravid is there has the lashon of Ein Bo Kares. If you walk on Har Abayis, which most assume doesn't mean it's mutter, it just means Ein Bo Kares. But the Ravid there also says Kach Nigla Besod Hashem Lireyav, uses that lashon. So the question is, where does the Ravid get this from? He gets it from our Gemara, but what does that mean? Sod Hashem Lireyav. So it can't mean that he got Nevuah. It doesn't mean that, because you can't paskin from Nevuah. Yes, there were some stories that we've quoted in the past, some sofer paskin that if you have a Shenas Keva, that takes the place of the time between Fleshiks and Milchiks. If you have a Shenas Keva. And then the story goes that he paskin that way, and then he didn't sleep 6 hours, because he probably never slept 6 hours, and he woke up and he had a late night Fleshik dinner, and he woke up in the morning, he poured himself a boiling hot cup of coffee, and he spilled it all over himself, and he took it as a simon min hashamayim that my psak must be wrong. But the way the story goes is that he took it as a simit to re-research the sugya, and then he figured out that maybe the halacha is differently. But yeah, there are stories like this, even in the Rishonim. Not for now. In the Hagos HaShrina Avodah Zarah, they talk about dreams. Our dreams are exactly the same, but that's, the Gemara here says, Sod Hashem L'Reyav, you got to figure out a way that it is not a violation of Lo Bashamayim Hi. Number one. Number two, discussion of Ben Azai. Sajid Ben Azai. So first of all, the Gemara quotes Ben Azai in Yevamis. But as we know, there is nobody like Ben Azai today. The Rambam says Beferish in Hilchas Ishus that there is nobody that has the right to say like Ben Azai today. The Ritva says we can't even fathom what Ben Azai was like. We can't even fathom, right? Nafshi Chashka Batorah. He had a cheshek. He couldn't stop learning even for a second. That's the Ritva there in Yevamis, Daf Samach Gimel. We can't fathom it. Rabbi Chanan, though, asks, and all the Achronim, but what do you mean? He has a chiyuv for Puravu. He has a chiyuv to get married. Right? So how can he just say, oh, I love Torah? No, Torah is not docha al the mitzvos. Says Rabbi Chanan twice. I'll read it this time from, it's in the second volume of Kovet Shiurim, Simin Yutes. He says, it must be that he was anus. He was anus. He couldn't. He couldn't pull himself away from Torah. We can't fathom this. For the past 2,000 years, we can't fathom it. No matter how much we're connected to Torah, we can't fathom that somebody who cannot break himself. Venira de be'emes ki agavna enu pater. He's not pater for Mrs. Puravu. El de nechshav ka'anus be'bitula. Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam's Lashon isn't that it's a good thing. He just says, Ein biyado avon. The Rambam got married. Right? We shouldn't have, we're no better than the Rambam. Where do you see an example of this? He quotes a Gemara in Zvachim, where one of the Amoraim thought about Torah in the bathroom. And he says, what do you want from me? Own Sashini. I can't stop. Can't stop. I can't stop any second of the day. But again, that is Ben Azai, but we again assume that it's not for anyone today. Rabbi Yosef Engel there has an amazing shot on that Gemara in Yevamis, where he says, Nire Be'enai. He's usually quoting others. Here he says his own thing. Nira be'ena yesh lomar shekiyem belimud taraso me'in mitzvahs puravu v'sheves. Through his chidushei Torah, that was at least a partial kiyem of puravu. Shaha halachos shenischadshu al yedei limud taraso kitoldos banim hayulo. Chidushin that he came up with? It's like children. He says, after all, what does the Gemara in Brachas say? The Gemara in Brachas says, two Talmid HaChamim that are learning together over a meal, they can have a Zimun. They can have a Zimun. Why? It's the two guys plus the Torah. That's three. That's three, says the Gemara. The Gemara asks, is that a guy? Like it says by Shabbos also. Shabbos could get Shabbos Gavrahu. Torah Gavrahu. So the Gemara says, yeah, in a sense. And the Tosfos HaRosh there in Brachas Mem Zayin says, Shnei Talmid HaChamim HaMachadid in Zezeh BaHalacha. Bitoka Seuda Mitztarfin Sheha Halacha Chashuva Kashlishi Alma. Now says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Taha Halacha Misyaledes Me'esa Talmud Chacham Kitoldos Gavra Chashinama. It's like a Gavra. And then he says, but you're not going to go so far. So far as what? So far as Yibum. Yibum. Is this considered, if the brother that died was a huge Talmud Chacham, you're not going to have to do Yibum because he had children? You're not going to go that far. Or what if, I don't want to do Yibum, I'm just going to learn Torah. And I'm going to say, is that enough? No. You know why? He says, because that's not Yochim al Shem Achiv Ameis. That's your own Torah. That's your own kids. That's not his kids. It's fascinating. And he continues the mashal as he goes along. That's from Yosef Engel in the Gilyone Ashaz there in Yevamis. Vaita, let's continue. Darish Abavira Zimna Amar Lamishved Ravi Ami Vizimna Allah Mishved Ravi Asi. We've said, because we quoted the pasuk before about the bread and the zona, so we quote other chazals related to that pasuk. Kala ocha lechem below netilos yadayim kiluba alisha zona. Whoa. Somebody eats bread without washing, it's as if they were ball in isha zona. Shenemar kibad isha zona ad kikar lechem. You see it's together in the pasuk. Let's finish and then we'll talk about it. Amarava, hi bad isha zona ad kikar lechem, bad kikar lechem ad isha zona mi boilei. The phrases should be flipped in the pasuk. Because of bread that you didn't wash for, that's like an isha zona. Should be the opposite. Ela amarava kolabal isha zona l'sov mevakish kikar lechem. The opposite. If somebody has infidelity, is bal isha zona, so he's going to end up losing all his money, end up losing everything. L'sov mevakish kikar lechem. Good. What's the comparison here? Comparison, if you eat bread without washing, says the Keren Orah, in both times you have a certain taiva. What's Netilas Yadayim? He says there's so much symbolism for Netilas Yadayim, says the Keren Orah. You're recognizing that it's all from God. You're recognizing that you're not in control. You lift your hands up, as we'll see soon, to Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge. You're the one that gives me everything. Ki inyan Netilas Yadayim kodem achilo hu letayar yadav. Asherhema klal kol ha'pu'ulos, and our hands are symbolic of all of our actions. As we know, there's tumma more on our hands, right, than in the morning we have to wash our hands. Right, Kabbalistically, it's the highest spot. Why? You hold your hands up in the air. It's the one that's closest to Shemayim. Right, the hands. That's why the hands have some special status. So when we wash our hands before bread, we're recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. I'm not just eating because I'm filling my taiva. I'm eating as part of Avodas Hashem. That's what it means when I wash my hands. And that's exactly what I'm not doing, Baal Isha Zona. I'm in charge. I'm fulfilling my taiva. I'm not interested in Avodas Hashem. Right, so then that is why it is, that's the comparison. Fine. Amar Bzrika, Amar Balazar. Call him Mizalzel, Benetilas Yadayim, Nakar Mina Olam. Anyone who is Mizalzel in Netilas Yadayim is uprooted from the world. Amar, stop there for a minute. What's so special? Netilas Yadayim, it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. What do we have to do? So again, we have to be very zahir in this. Rashi says, also, it's not just once. Rashi says, She'ochel tamid below Netilas Yadayim. Right, if somebody constantly eats without Netilas Yadayim, that is a din d'Rabbanan. And one could even say, I love this Mishnah Berurah, right? Why do we do Netilas Yadayim? Because originally, in the times of the Kohanim, and they had to wash their hands before they ate Truma, because the hands were Shniyos, so therefore the Kohanim had to eat for everything. And not only the Kohanim, everybody, because we don't want to be Matame Truma, and that is why, forevermore, Meheir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, maybe, and we have to be in practice, to be in practice for washing our hands for eating Truma. So for 2,000 years, we have to wash our hands every time we eat a piece of bread, because Meheir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. So it's a reflection of Emuna. Maybe that's also part of what's behind this Gemara. If you're Mezalzel B'Netilas Yadayim, you're Nekar Min HaOlam. Because that's what Netilas Yadayim is supposed to reflect. Mr. Brewer, the beginning of Simen Kuf Nun Ches. V'gam Achshav She'ein HaKonim Ochlin Shuma V'Bnei HaTuma Lo Batla Takan Azu K'dei She'i Regilim B'nei Yisrael K'shibana Beis HaMikdash B'Meir Rav Yameinu Lecho B'Tara. Wow, unbelievable. And then another reason is for Nikius. That is a Netilas Yadayim. The Tzitz Eliezer has an amazing tshuva. He writes, there was a hotel that wanted to serve, they were going to serve kosher midaraisa. But they weren't going to be makpid about serving milchas and fleishiks, you know, for people waiting, they want to eat it together. Is the Rabbanut allowed to give them a heksher? They weren't going to serve treif, but they were going to have milchus and fleishiks at the same time, and it's up to the customers if they wanted to put some cheese with some chicken, or even with some meat, because it's not cooked together. Says it's his Eliezer Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. He says, first of all, this is going to start a balagan. So then all the stores that nowadays are meshubid and get a kashrus certificate because it's economically, financially feasible, they'll say, oh, I only need this. I'll take the Daraisa Rabbanut Hechsher, not the Drabana Rabbanut Hechsher. He says, no. And the Tzitz Eliezer says, Zidin Drabanan, look in Sota Daf Dalet. You don't do Netilas Yadayim, your neck are Menolam. He says, what? He says, it's terrible. Chas V'Shalom. You can't do this. He says, Lamaisa. He says, everybody's going to want to do this. It's going to lead to terrible things. And therefore, L'dayti, Nidonena Kulu Isnu Bevlo Od, come on, Borer. And also, they're going to be Madame Milsa Lamilsa. Who says? If they don't have any Menemonis for this, they're not going to even have the Daraisa. They're not even going to do the Daraisa. So Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Aleph says that, you know, we learn from this Gemara the importance of Dinim Durabanan. Okay, weiter. Amar Rebbe Chiya, once we're on the topic of Netilas Yadayim, Amar Rebbe Chiya bar Ashi Amara, Mayim Rishonim, Sorach Shia Bia Yadav Lamala, Mayim Rishonim, Halacha is, after we wash our hands, we have to lift our hands up. Most assume it means fingers up. Fingers up. Mayim Achronim, Sorach Shiashpo Adalamata. And Mayim Achronim, which we use for Melach Stomis, as Rashi says, you have to push them down. Why up and why down? Says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, Hanotla Yadav Sorach Shia Bia Yadav Lamala, right, some people even have the minhag of saying the pasuk suy dechem, right, lift up your hands. Shema yatsu amayim chutz laperek v'yachzer v'yitam osayadayim. What's the worry? Why do we wash our hands twice? The first time to get the tumah off of our hands, and now the tumah is in the water. And then the second time in order to wash off the tumah water. What's the worry? The worry is if you only use a very stingy amount of water, it could be that the first time the water was tame, let's say, and went out above the wrist. And then the second time it didn't cover, and then it's going to drip down. If you don't put your hands up, fingers up, then the water that was above the wrist now, that was tame, that wasn't hukshar, or whatever, nitar, is going to float back down onto your hands, and it's going to bring tumah. So that's why the Gemara says it's best to keep hands in the air. Rabbi Yevokal, ochel pasvelo nigav yadayim kilu ochel lechem tame. If you eat, you have to dry your hands, though, right? If you eat without washing your hands and drying your hands. It's as if you're eating lechem tameh. Shne'emar v'yomar Hashem kacha yochu b'nei Yisrael lachmam tameh v'gomer. Why do you have to dry your hands? So either there's a chashash of the tumah of the water still, or it's just disgusting to eat bread with wet hands. The tour, you wouldn't think it's a tour. The tour here in Hilchos Nesilas Yadayim quotes a gematria. Lachmam tameh b'li niguv yadayim. It works. I worked out the math. Right, lachmam tamei b'li nigav yadayim. That's the we have to make sure. And the poskim, as we know, also say that even though generally we don't make the bracha before we wash our hands because of certain times when our hands are tamei And therefore, we can't make it beforehand, at least to make the bracha before drawing one's hands. Because that's also part of the mitzvah, as the Gemara says here. So we generally, the minhag of Klal Yisrael and most is to wash, make the bracha, and then dry. If I didn't make the bracha till afterwards, Mr. Bro says you can make it right afterwards also. If you didn't make the bracha till after dry, but lachadchila, to have a little over la'asi yasan. A little over la'asi yasan. Are you allowed to use one of those hot air blowers to dry your hands? So pashtus, yes. Yeah, the postgame, some postgame talk about it. B'tzalah Chachma, B'tzalah Stern has a tshuva about it. Pashas, yeah, well, there's a din of drying, there's a din of having them dry. Not a din of actively. So you're drying them. It's a din of using a beged, of wiping. So Pashas is not a problem.
When do you make the bracha?
So when do you make the bracha? Before it blows. Right, just like before, okay, if you're in the bathrooms, you got to figure it out. You go out of the bathroom, you go back in. And what if you have to put your hands down inside? Okay, that's a good. So you have to hold it up. That's a tough one. Tough one if you have one of those dryers on the floor. If you use a lot of water, much more than a revius, then we say there's no chash anyway of the water coming down, and therefore it's not a problem. Fine. Umay eishes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. End of that pasuk. What does it mean? An eishes ish, a precious soul she will trap. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan. Kol adam sheish bo gasas haruach, l'pasov nechshal b'eishas ish. Anyone who has arrogance, so he will end up being nechshal on eishas ish, sh'ne'amar v'eishas ish nefesh yikara tatsud. Says the Gemara, I'll agree with that statement, but how do you get it from the pasuk? Amar Rava, hai nefesh yikara, nefesh gavoa mi v'aylai. Shouldn't be a precious soul, it should be a gaiva soul. V'od hi tatsud mi v'aylai, she traps. El Amar Rava kol abal eishas ish. This is what the pasuk really mean. If somebody is mizaneh, even if he's a big talmid chacham, afilu lamad Torah. Tichsib ba yikarehi mipninim. Torah is referred to as yakar. That's the precious in the pasuk, referring to Torah. He's more precious. Mikohen gadol sheniklas lefnai v'lefnim. More precious than the kohen gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim. He titzudenu ledina shel gehenim. She's going to trap him and end up. Meaning, znus is terrible, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, ein abu trapas la'arayis. Doesn't matter who a person is. Big talmid chacham could also fall trap. Even though we said that the pasuk can't be a source, but once we're on the topic of gaiva, we'll talk about it. Anyone who has a bal gaiva, kilu oved avodas kochavim. It's like he's an oved avodas zara. Why? He's worshipping himself. Somebody's arrogant. He's not focused on Hashem. He's focused on himself. Hashem right, referring to avodah zara. For Rabbi Yochanan, di day amar kilu kafar beikar. It's like an atheist. Not only avodah zara. Shneimar v'ram levavecha v'shachakta Hashem alakecha v'gomer. Rav Chaim bar Chanina amar kilu ba kol ha'arayos. Based on the following, terrible things. Ula amar ki luban abama. Shene emar chidzlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama v'apo ki bameh nechshavu. Al tikre bameh el abama. So you darshan move around the nekudos. Period. That's the end of that section. Just one final point, and that is, we have gasas haruach. Remember, the Rambam says in Ilchos Deos, there's only two midos that you have to go to the extreme. And they're related to each other. All other midos, the shvel azav, the middle path. Kaas and gaiva. Anger and arrogance. Because those are kilo oved avodah zara. It's terrible. Like the Gemara here says gaiva. The Gemara elsewhere says kaas, kilo oved avodah zara. Remember the Rambam's letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, where Rabbi Ovadia complains to him that he is a Ishmaelite convert, and all these Christians are screaming at him and saying, all these Christians. All these fellow Jews are screaming at him that he used to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, and they're getting angry at him. So the Rambam has his two points in that letter. Number one, he was never an Oved Avodah Zarah, because the Rambam does not believe Islam is Avodah Zarah. And number two, they're getting angry at you. They're worshipping Avodah Zarah right now. So kas and gaiva are the extremes where we have to go to the opposite extreme and not have any kas or gaiva. Okay, we'll stop here. By my yad liyad, Hashem will pick up, be put up from the last cycle. Hashem will continue afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here.